This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. In 2004, NPR's Morning Edition introduced us to a New Jersey couple that have created the world's largest model railroad.
In the center of it all, Bruce Sacconino plays a massive pipe organ, providing the soundtrack to this universe in miniature.
Welcome to Northlands. Northlands is the biggest model railroad in the world, by far. There's nothing even close to it. We run 115 trains, 40,000 feet of track. We have 3.5-story mountains.
Now, every model train enthusiast isn't going to go to the lengths gone by the Sacconinos of Flemington. However, in Metro Atlanta this weekend, you'll discover that quite a few are coming darn close. It's the 23rd annual National Train Show and is one of the budget-friendly events picked this week by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison.
The National Train Show, it's really the industry's most respected model train show and trade exposition, and it's actually part of a much larger convention. These are sort of the public events that you can go and see all of these model trains and learn about model trains. They have this in a different city each year, so you know, you're not going to get to see this quite as often. And they'll have all sorts of things going on. You'll get the latest model trains and accessories and collectibles and all of that sort of thing.
So this is more than what I had, the little figure eight track with the Lionel train going around
in
circles.
I think you'll see a lot more ambitious things going on here. I mean, it is the National Train Show after all. So they'll have some of the most enthusiastic model train folks there.
And Shane, what venue is containing all of this?
Yeah, this is happening at the Cobb Galleria Center, and it takes place Friday through Saturday, and the ticket prices are $6 to $12.
Shane, the work of video game designers may look like a lot of fun and games, but it does take a lot of math and science skills to create lifelike graphics, especially if you want your game to be popular.
Yeah, that's right. The Museum of Design Atlanta has an exhibition called XYZ, Alternative Voices in Game Design, and it takes a look at women in game design. This is a show they have that's continuing through September 2nd. It's such a popular misconception that only men do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great when an exhibition takes a different tack and looks at it in a different way and shows you that those popular misconceptions aren't true, that there are plenty of women who do this. And you have plenty of opportunity to see it as well. The exhibition will be continuing through September 2nd. And the entry fee there at the Museum of Design is just $5 to $10, so it's a really good deal as well.
This past winter, Shane, as fans were anticipating the release of Anita Baker's 8th studio album, titled Only Forever, the 55-year-old songstress was already celebrating a Grammy nomination for the project's lead single.
Yeah, that's right. And though she did not win that Grammy, I don't think she's very upset about that. She's got 8 of them already.
So she has quite a collection.
That's right. She's been around a while, and she's been winning Grammys since the mid-80s. And I just love this woman. I always have. There's nothing quite like her voice. It's this really deep, rich alto. And, you know, if you want something to say romance, just put on an Anita Baker song.
Actually started her career back in the 70s.
Yeah, she did. She'd been around a while, but it wasn't until the album Rapture, which I remember vividly when that came out. I believe I was working in a record store, and we would play that all the time, and people would come up and say, oh, who is this? This is awesome. But that album is the one that had Sweet Love on it, which is probably still her most familiar song. And she's going to be playing this weekend on Friday night at Chastain Park Amphitheater. And those tickets start at $25. You can get the $25 ticket for the lawn there. They go up to $89, so they can get a little bit pricey if you want to get up close. But, you know, you'll be able to hear her from everywhere in the amphitheater. So no matter where you are, as long as you're close to Anita Baker, that's all that counts.
Shane Harrison, you never cease to amaze me, always coming in with some of the most fascinating events.
Well, it was my pleasure.
For more information about anything we've talked about over the past few minutes, head right now to our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.